Fidel Castro ruled Cuba with an iron fist for half a century until he handed the reins of his regime to his younger brother Raul a decade ago. Still, tens of thousands of Cubans are lining up at Havana's Revolution Square this week to pay homage to Fidel and defend his revolution. Many waited hours to pass beneath the plaza's towering monument to Cuban independence hero José Martí, where a memorial to Fidel has been placed. One was 39-year-old Cuban IT engineer Eric Castro. He's no relation, but he said the world outside Cuba gave Fidel a bad rap.
We're born with the revolution. All we know is all the great things the revolution has given to us. And we hear so many bad things in the international media about the Cuban revolution and so much criticism. They say it's a dictatorship, and we don't really believe that.
Cuban English teacher Maribel Gonzalez also insisted that Fidel should be remembered as a social justice crusader and not as a dictator.
If you have to talk about a person that has thought all his life about poor people, this is Fidel.
Revolution Square is where journalists like myself used to cover hours-long speeches by Fidel in which he usually railed at the U.S. The atmosphere there this week is much different. I'm Tim Padgett in Havana.